course, I'm not a long-winded preacher, but y'all just help us. I guess you could say self-minded person. I speak everything really plain, and I can't just say anything. But chapter 26, I'm going to read one verse. I preached on this before, but y'all just pray for us. And it said in verse 20, I'm going to start off at 28. And it said, and then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to be God, that on not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were almost altogether such as I am, except these bonds. That's all I feel like reading this afternoon. I want y'all to pray for me a little bit. I got the simple thought. You know what he was talking here, Brother Paul was. He was talking to him, and he was saying, pretty much testifying to the king here, right here. He was talking. He was telling about how God was done for him, and how God saved his soul out there when he got struck him blind, and God spoke to him. And you know what? After he got done testifying, he asked him, you know what the king told him? And he said, I got persuaded to be a Christian. Let me tell you something. I don't want to hear nobody. We don't need to almost be saved. I don't want to see halfway be saved. I need to be 120% saved. Let me tell you, our salvation is the best thing that I ever had in my life. No money can count to it. There's not a big enough house that can count to it. I thank God that he saved my soul. When I was 9 years old, let me tell you, you don't need to be almost sure. You might say, Matthew, I thought I got saved a couple weeks ago. But let me tell you something. God will show you if you got saved or if you're lost. Let me tell you, when I got saved years down the road, the devil came to me probably like everybody. And you know what he told me? He said, you're lost. God didn't save you, but let me tell you, I had to get on my hands and knees and say, pray to God. I said, Lord, am I actually saved? You know what? And he showed me that he knew that I was saved. And I'm so thankful. Let me tell you something. I'm so thankful that I'm saved. What a better joy, great joy that it is to be saved than to accept God. I'm so thankful. Let me tell you something. This king here, I don't read after this. If he ever got another opportunity, the Bible don't say he might have. But let me tell you, you might get one chance. The Bible only offers us one chance. It's by his grace that he keeps coming to us. Let me tell you, if you're not sure this at tonight, I probably would get down here and I wouldn't get up until I left. And if I was right, let me tell you, I'm so thankful that I don't have to worry. You might say, well, I worry all the time. Let me tell you something. When I got saved, I don't have to worry. If I get cancer, I don't have to worry about getting wrecked. Because you know what? I know where I'm going, and I'm so thankful. Let me tell you something. He said, I got persuaded. He almost accepted him. But Paul tells him here, he said, look, I just don't want you to be saved, but I want everybody that can hear me. Everybody in this word, I want them to accept Jesus Christ. I want them to accept these bonds. Let me tell you tonight, I don't know who you are right now. God gave me this verse, but let me tell you something. So God's dealing with you. Why not come down tonight? Why not go down tonight? Who cares who's looking? Let me tell you something. Who cares what the devil says? Let me tell you something. He's a father, and he's a liar of it. Let me tell you, I'm so thankful that you know what? That God saved me when I was younger, because I saved before when I preached, and I'll save again. But when God spoke to my heart, I didn't go one time. I didn't go the second time, but God spoke to me, I believe, with 110% of my heart. He came to me. He said, son, if you walk out them doors, I will shut them and I won't open them again. Let me tell you, we need to make sure we know where we're going. I need to make sure you know where you're going. Let me tell you, what a worse feeling it is. I've said it before. How bad would it be to be on your deathbed? The doctor comes in and tells you, you don't got another breath. You only got a couple hours. And the preacher comes up to me and says, man, are you saved? You know what? I thought about the worst feeling in the world. Say, well, I don't know. Let me tell you something. If God comes to me and says, I'm going to die, let me tell you something. I'll look him straight in the face. I said, I might die flesh, but I ain't going to die spiritually. Thank God. Let me tell you something. You need to make sure we need to wake up. We need to make sure you know where you're going. I'll make sure we know where your heart is. Let me tell you, I'm so thankful that God saved me. What it is, how great it is to be saved. Let me tell you something I thought about in Luke. You know what? The rich man of Lazarus, he said he lifted his eyes in hell. Let me tell you, if you read that chapter, what does he do? He says he could look up in Abraham's bosom and see all the people up there. Let me tell you something. They don't say hell's going to be a party. You know what a rich man says? He said, I'm wailing and gnashing of teeth. I'm in torment. What a bad day that would be. Worse would it. Let me tell you something. We need to make sure we know where we're saved. I don't want to be almost persuaded. I don't almost get it. Don't all halfway get it. Don't three-fourths get it. Get it 100%. I don't worry about what the devil tells you. Let me tell you something. Why would you? Why not tonight? I love that song. Why not tonight? Why not? Why wait till Wednesday? You might not make it to Wednesday. You might not make it to Sunday. Let me tell you something. Well, you say, I've heard preachers say it all the time. Let me tell you, when I was young, I heard it all the time. Let me tell you something. When I was in school, I've had good friends of mine that lost their life, and they died. I didn't know if they were saved or not. Let me tell you something. You don't know when you're going to leave this world. Let me tell you, I'm so thankful. I've told people before, I got a full of wreck when I was younger. My parents are here, they can tell you about it. I was young, I didn't know much about it. I had wrecked my full wheel. I was actually, if you know me, I was real crazy on full wheels. I'd do anything. Well, anyway, I got a wreck. They took me to the hospital. You know what? I took me over to the Paulding Hospital, and they said, you know what? He's got a bunch of broke ribs. They said he lacerated his liver. He said he ain't going to make it. And he ain't going to go. He ain't going to make it. They said, ain't no way. I said, we got to transport him. Ain't gonna make it. I was just 9 or 10 years old, boy. I didn't do nothing to die like that. Let me tell you, they had that, and I thought everything was gonna go bad. I thought everything was going wrong. You know, I got in the ambulance. They strapped me down with every single thing, put a brace on me. They told me, said, "Don't move, it might get worse. You can't move them in the ambulance." They started speeding off. On the way there, I got sick. I started vomiting all over myself. Everything started, felt like it was going even more wrong. They took me to Scotter's Rite Hospital, and I was sitting there. And you know what they did? They had everybody around me. I don't remember this, but my parents told me. They said, you know what? He had needles in him all the way down from his head to his toes. They said, he ain't going to make it. Let me tell you something. I don't care what doctor tells you, ain't going to make it. If God intervenes, he'll make it happen. Let me tell you. I'm so thankful for that. I was sitting there, and they told me. They said, a doctor came in. And you know what he did? They said, he ain't going to make it. They got all this stuff wrong with him. The doctor came in, he started pulling needles out of me. He went all the way around the top off of me and took them out. I looked over at my parents and said, look, I ain't nothing wrong with this kid. I can't see nothing wrong. Now you can't tell me that was God. I'm so thankful. But you know what? He was there for me. No matter what I did, no matter how bad it got, I'm so thankful that he saved me. I said it before. You know what? The whole time during that, what that happened, I had the greatest peace. Let me tell you, I wasn't worried about it. I was only 9 years old, but I had the some come over me. I just couldn't understand. I couldn't explain it, I'll be honest with you. I just had some feeling that everything's going to be all right. It didn't matter if I was going to die or not. Let me tell you something. Can you have that feeling? I'm going to say, if you have that tonight, if you got in a wreck on the way home, could you say, you know what? Everything's going to be all right. I don't almost get it. Let me tell you. The devil's going to tell you anything. He told me everything. You're just a shy person. Don't go down there. Everybody looks. Let me tell you something, I was probably as shy as it is. And you know what? God called me to preach, even though I was shy. But you know what? I got to work it out. Let me tell you. I took one step, and I felt like I floated to the altar. I'm so thankful that I did accept him. I'm so thankful that I'm here today. I'm so thankful that I got saved. Let me tell you tonight, are you almost? Let me tell you, if don't almost get it. Like I said, we need to make sure you got it or not. I wouldn't leave here. I wouldn't walk out them doors. I would not walk out them doors unless I knew it. I was saved. Let me tell you, I'm so thankful for that. That's all I got tonight. I'm turning over to Brother Jeff.